CN Value. With the people we employ and with our local suppliers who we always look to first. It's the Choppies way of community sense, loyalty, and spirit. Choppies, great value for your money.
What if your networks could think smarter and do more for your business? At Inc. Zambia, we power digital transformation. We provide enterprise connectivity and digital services that keep your teams connected, your data secure, and your business ready for anything. From high-speed internet to next-gen cloud and managed services, we are the network that works for business. Inc. Zambia, simpler, seamless solutions. Call 0950-500-130 to discover how we're shaping the future of business.
Ish!
Next customer.
These bills keep draining me.
Hi, madam. How are you?
Hello there. I am well. Oh. Just about to give you the remainder of my salary.
Mandy?
Well, I just got a cashback from Stanbic.
Really?
I thought I was finished.
Must be nice having a bank that pays your bills.
Mandy?
Switch your salary account today. Visit your nearest Stanbic branch or call 8200 for details. Terms and conditions apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
18 hours, here's the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
This is a story of legacy and growth. This is a story of Jacob Chunga and his food processing company, Jaja Farms Limited, a company that values healthy eating. It's a story of becoming one of the greats in the food processing industry. At Absa, we are proud to provide Jacob with the right tools for his growth through our tailored SME financial support. We see your story and invite you to write it with us. Your story matters, Absa.
The headlines. Government launches a $9 million US project to restore Kafue Flats ecosystem. Police warn and caution Xavier Chungu. And in global news, a Kenya court halts opening of US Ebola quarantine facility in the country. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Government through the Ministry of Green Economy and Environment has launched a five-year, $9 million US global environment facility project aimed at restoring the Kafue Flats ecosystem and protecting wildlife habitats and species in selected districts across central and southern provinces. The project is being implemented in partnership with the Ministry of Tourism and the International Crane Foundation and the Worldwide Fund Zambia, targeting Monze, Mazabuga, Shibuyunji, Mumbwa and Itajitaji districts. Speaking during the launch in Monze district today, Ministry of Green Economy and Environment Permanent Secretary Dauti Chibamba said that the initiative is expected to improve the livelihoods of more than 5,000 people living in communities surrounding the Kafue Flats. Dr. Chibamba said the project will further enhance climate resilience and support sustainable development among communities that depend on the wetland ecosystem. He noted that the Kafue Flats landscape has continued to face serious environmental threats caused by climate change, overfishing, and sustainable farming activities and invasive plant species, making the restoration of degraded wetlands critical.
The project will address major drivers of biodiversity loss, including poaching and illegal wildlife trade, habitat degradation, invasive species, and controlled fires. I think this is one of the biggest problems here because we have different people coming from different places, but some want to burn because they think they are going to catch more fish. And yes, this is the same grass that others depend on to look after their wildlife. And human-wildlife conflict. It will further support wetland restoration, improved fire management, ecotourism development, sustainable value chains, and landscape management activities.
Meanwhile, International Crane Foundation President Dr. Richard Belfast said the project will enhance environmental security, sustainability and conservation efforts in the region. Dr. Belfast adds that the initiative will also explore sustainable approaches to protecting Lochinvar and Blue Lagoon National Parks, the Kafue Flats ecosystem and the Nkala Game Management Areas.
The Kafue Flats today has many, many challenges. It faces many threats. We know that the wildlife has been declining on the Kafue Flats, and we need to turn it around. We're seeing some good signs, but we have much work to continue to do here. We know that invasive species like Mimosa pigra are coming on the floodplain. We need to control them. We need to create opportunities as we control them for the people to benefit and wildlife. We know the water regime has changed on the Kafue Flats, and we know the human demand for the floodplain is ever increasing for livestock, for fishing, for mining, for so many resources that people depend on.
Police in Lusaka have recorded a one caution statement from former Zambia Security Intelligence Service Director Xavier Chungu for allegedly communicating certain information contrary to Section 4, Subsection 1 of the State Security Act, Chapter 111 of the Laws of Zambia. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says Mr. Chungu is alleged to have disclosed confidential information to the public on May 24, 2026, between 16 hours and 18 hours in New Kasama, Lusaka. Mr. Chilabi stated that the information was entrusted to Mr. Chungu in confidence and was accessed by virtue of his former position as a holder of public office under the government of the Republic of Zambia. He says Mr. Chungu remains in police custody while investigations into the matter are ongoing.
It is alleged that on May 24, 2026, between 16 and 18 hours in New Kasama, Lusaka, Mr. Chungu disclosed to the public information entrusted to him in confidence to which he had access by virtue of his position as a person who held office under the government of the Republic of Zambia. Mr. Chungu remains in police custody and investigations into the matter are ongoing.
Minerals Regulation Commission Director General Dr. Tomlinson Hara has emphasized the importance of continuous engagement with mining companies in ensuring effective regulation under the new Mining Regulation Commission framework. Speaking after a mine tour in Kalumbila District, Dr. Hara said open dialogue between the regulator and the mining firms helps both parties understand operational realities and compliance expectations, thereby reducing the risk of disruptions in the sector. Dr. Hara explained that for the Commission to effectively execute its mandate, it must have a clear understanding of how major mining operations function on a day-to-day basis. He said this would support predictable oversight and help ensure mining activities remain aligned with national policy objectives and licensing conditions. He further noted that early engagement with mining companies enables the Commission to adequately prepare for mine closure phases, including environmental rehabilitation, job transition measures, and community protection initiatives.
We have to be constantly in touch with government through their agents. Now we've got the Mineral Regulation Commission, a very essential new body at the stage of our operations. So they've got to understand how we do things so that we can also understand what it is that they require of us as a quarter. Once that is done, then we can continue with our operation a bit more confidently that there will be no surprises.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has disclosed that it is working on opening 10 service centers across the country aimed at improving customer care services and accessibility. Speaking during the ZRA Open Day in Lusaka today, ZRA Director General Dingani Banda said the initiative is intended to reduce the long distances people travel to access ZRA services within a radius of 150 kilometers by 2028. Mr. Banda emphasized that the planned service centers will help improve efficiency, convenience and service delivery to taxpayers and members of the public. He revealed that the centers are planned from Pika, Mkushi, Mumbwa, Zambezi, Mufulira and Luansha districts. Mr. Banda added that other districts include Petauke, Mazabuga,